Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, Woo! That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust, Woo! Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Live from Drink Wisconsinly, the corner bar of the Deer District. Pop on by. Fully stocked pull tab machine here. We got popcorn.
Popcorn. Josh, you heard that one clear.
Yeah, it's a hot dog popcorn situation.
A whole lot going down here. We're not going to stall the whole show over the pronunciations of words as we too often do. So come on down, spend a little time here before you head to the game if you're going there. If you're not, post up. It's the spot to be.
Plenty of TVs, plenty of vibes, plenty of things to do, and plenty of beer to drink.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776, the number to get into the show. Call us, text us there, as Ellen in Janesville just did. You could also get us on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. Big thank you to Coach Luke Fickell for joining us last hour. If you missed that interview, some great stuff from Coach there ahead of the launch, the new spring game coming up on Saturday at Camp Randall. You can find that podcast on Wisconsin On Demand or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search Scalzo and Brust. You can also be streaming us on video right now. With this beautiful background that we have here at Drink Wisconsinly, so make sure that you do so. Bucks Heat, game two coming up at Fiserv Forum. In the spirit of the Bucks, we did ask if you played Summer League with the Bucks and collected a check from the team, can you consider yourself a former member of the Bucks? 55% say yes, 45% say no.
I was really, really anxious to see where you were going to click your vote, but you are a Benny believer today, so shout out to Greg Scalzo, my number one supporter.
Wiley Nash Scrum Half chimes in on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust and says, practice squad players get Super Bowl rings. You're part of the process. Yes.
So does that mean I deserve a World Championship 2021 ring for the work that I did in helping develop Giannis?
No, I think the idea is it's for that season. If you were on the Summer League team in 21, so like, was Demetric Trice on that Summer League team? They usually take...
No, dude.
I'm not with you. I'm saying on the 2020 that led to a championship, because they usually take one Badger, right?
It seems to be a consistent theme. Yes, Jordan Taylor was also on the team with me, which was two Badgers, and it was obviously long after he had graduated. The answer's no.
Laughing at You chimes in and says, the moment the Bucks paid you to play basketball, you can call yourself a former member. Kurt Warner was cut by the Packers in preseason, and people still consider him a former Packer.
I love this. Really? I should walk around with my chest out today.
You absolutely should. Daniel the Sloth chimes in and says, are we really still talking about Ben being on the Bucks?
Yeah, Daniel. Did you do it? Thank you, Josh. I don't think you were ding-dinging me, actually.
I was.
Nice. Josh, Benny believer today, too. This is great. What's going on? I don't like this.
Your insecurity is blocking you from just accepting the love that everyone has to give here.
Oh. God, don't act like you and Josh are just full of love to give
constantly.
To me.
Constantly. Nobody's better to you than the two of us. Bucks, right now, not expecting Giannis to play. Or I shouldn't say that. We're not expecting Giannis to play for the Bucks, and part of that is based off of the betting line right now from Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Bucks are 6.5-point favorites. He did get upgraded from doubtful to questionable, which is an upgrade when you look at the injury reports. I have not gotten a further update from that, but we will keep you updated on the way. So right now, it's up in the air. You don't know if he's playing. You don't know if he's not playing, but you got to put your money somewhere. Are you betting this Bucks team -6.5, or you're taking the Heat +6.5?
I would like to ask you if you would like to put this on our dual account. I love the Bucks laying points today. I talked about this Heat team. Obviously, they hit lightning in a bottle with the way they shot the ball. I do think Spoelstra is a great coach, but I just don't think this Heat team is that good. The Bucks proved all season long the amount of depth that they had. And, this is something that they're not unfamiliar with, playing without Giannis. They played 20 games out of 82 without Giannis this year and still ended up with the best record in the entire NBA. And I know we do the conversation of regular season versus postseason, but let's not act like this Bucks roster doesn't have the experience that won a freaking championship no less than 2 years ago. You have Bobby Portis, you have Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez that were a part of that core. And when you think about Brooke Lopez, he's played his best basketball, which was really good in the first half of the season, believe it, even better after the All-Star break. Drew Holiday had a bad game. If there's someone that I think is going to have a monster game, it's Drew Holiday. He has to. He needs to step up. His offense hasn't been great as a Buck in the playoffs. But this is a different situation, a different guy who's matured into his role, into his position as the leader when Giannis is out. Because he's had to do it when Chris has been out the majority of this season. So I believe that Drew Holiday is going to have a huge bounce back game. And I like the Bucks -6.5. So whenever you give me the go, if you're okay with it, we can tease it down. We can go straight up. You let me know. I like the Bucks -6.5.
I do too, and to me, this has as much to do with their opponent, Miami Heat, than it does on the Milwaukee
right.
Bucks. I think the Heat played a great game, and sometimes you look into the psychology of it. They accomplished their mission. Kevin Love said it, right? On the way to the tunnel, walking to the locker room, he's like, hey, they say series doesn't start until, until a team wins on the road. This season has started. Like, they came here to try to win one of these first two games and then take the home court advantage back. They did that. The Bucks are going to have a little bit of desperation in them today. They're not desperate, but they're going to play with a little bit more desperation than they have. They got beat already, so they bounce back here. They have a more talented team. They have a deeper team. And even without Giannis, like, there's a reason why they're a 6.5-point favorite. I'm going to lean heavy on the Bucks as well. Let's put in the dual count. I feel good about it, regardless of if he plays or not.
It's an added bonus if he does, but if not, still confident.
Ron in the Key wants to know, if we bet on the Bucks tonight and win, is that going to be a bigger payday than what you had in Summer League?
I would have more to my name to show forth, because when I did receive the Milwaukee Bucks Summer League money, some lucky roulette table at a casino got, I'd say, 80% of it. And then I lost blackjack with the other 20%. And then I went back into the well at the ATM, but I don't need to relive that.
You just did. You already did. Gus from Kenosha says, I'm literally on the highway passing Ryan Road to bet the money line on the Bucks right now.
Ooh, he's laying some juice there, but I love it because he knows that desperation is real. Not full desperation, but it's a big game.
I think so as well. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Mark in Janesville says, is it going to be tougher for Ben to cheat today, or are you smarter than Benny Brust? That's Trucker Mark.
Well, Trucker Mark, I hate to break it to you. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust is on
Tuesdays. Yeah.
So stay tuned. Presented by Water Joe.
That is true. 800-990-3776. Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. How you can get into the show. We've got Ezra from Port Washington here and Eli from Milwaukee hanging out at Drink Wisconsin Blade.
Benny Believers.
Yeah. Nice family turnout here. So they've got the pull tabs going. They've got the green drinks going here. So they're feeling good, getting ready to cheer on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at BuySurf Forum. We want to know from you. +6.5. Are you betting the Heat? -6.5. Are you taking the Bucks? We're all over the Bucks tonight. 800-990-3776.
I was going to buy them Bud Lights for the rest of the night, but when I said if they're Benny Believers, I got kind of like a, not really, but, you know, that's how it goes.
That's the smart way to do it. Still 55-45, yes to no on if Ben can claim he is a former Milwaukee Buck.
So, real quick, I do want to give a shout-out to Road America, and I want you to ponder this. When Giannis was upgraded to questionable, it went from 6.5 to 8. So while I tell people about Road America, you think about that because I love that place so much. It's great for family fun and affordable family fun. Make summer plans, make summer memories. They have the kids area. They have so much great food at every different concession stand. That is so underrated when going to Road America. Again, just affordable family fun. I also see the Screaming Sicilian Palermo's truck out there. You can get a great slice of pizza. And I even talked about the race yesterday. That's why they say come for the experience and stay for the race. Vintage weekends to high thrill NASCAR racing. I'll be at the NTT IndyCar Series race. Affordable family fun because there's on-site camping, free parking, and free admission for kids 16 and under. See the race schedule at roadamerica.com. Road America, America's national park of speed.
DiMaggio coming after you.
What'd he say?
Nice reading, bro.
Because I didn't. Dude, famous last words for you. I'll be okay. Josh will make plenty more mistakes. He shouldn't have opened up that opportunity.
You could be right. You can
Did
watch
you ponder
us.
-8?
I pondered -8. I'll tell you what I'm feeling like we should do coming up next on Scalzo and Russ. We're live at Drink Wisconsin Blee. Plus, Brewers, extra innings win last night. Keeping it rolling. It's Scalzo and Russ presented by Bud Light live from Drink Wisconsin Blee. Come on down here. Join Ezra. Join Eli. Join us. We're going to have a blast leading up to Game 2 of Bucks Heat.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Russ.
The chance you actually ever get this tattoo is what?
65, like it's growing in wow. Like actuality of percent chance I get this. Other than the fact
Are
that my dad claims
hard,
he'd be mad
much
at
it
me.
Hurts?
No, I'm tough. I mean, I don't know what's so funny about that.
You're notoriously not tough. You're notoriously terrified of needles.
No. I'm not scared of needles. I'm scared of medical things.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Drink Wisconsin Blee, hanging out right at the corner bar of the Deer District. BuySurf Forum's going to be rocking tonight. This is the best place to start your evening here at Drink Wisconsin Blee. Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo here, Josh DiMaggio running the show. Also, our guy Ryan Wollersheim, Wolly back on the mic here.
What a wussy.
Why?
Because he's just weak sauce.
He's not the one that went to HR about all this, scared and crying with their tail between their legs. That was you.
Reporting by Greg Scalzo once again.
I'm not feeling any weak sauce after that Fickle appearance. I'm ready to run through the wall, guys.
You can hear it in his voice, man. He's fired up.
And as a former offensive tackle yourself, Wolly, you must have loved the in-the-trenches talk from Fickle.
I did like that talk. I always like to think that I played football at Neenah High School. One of our conference opponents was Fond du Lac. The idea of ever having to go up against Braylon Allen was one of the more terrifying things I ever even had to think of. Thank God that guy was only 18 when I was 23.
And you think I'm going to lose to this guy who's scared of a little football?
Well, yeah, but I'm not afraid of you, Ben. I'm not afraid of you. I'm afraid of Braylon.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I got a text message from Wooly today saying that HR had to talk to him, and he's like, did Brust really tattle on me for intimidating him at the ESPN Madison office? Right, Wooly?
Well, yeah. I mean, Marissa, my manager, did come speak with me saying that they got an alert from HR saying, making sure that I was okay, you know, making sure that I wasn't feeling bullied by others over at the ESPN Milwaukee office. I told him it's fine. I told him we're going to settle it in the ring, so there's no worry about it. That, yes, Ben did seem to tattle on me, which, I mean, gives me some confidence. For
yeah,
the
you're
boxing
soft as hell, and you just proved it again.
Oh, Ryan, are you okay? We're HR. We just want to make sure that you're not being bullied too hard. Jeez.
I think the Bucks bully the Heat tonight at Fiserv Forum. That's what I think.
Yeah,
I think it's
pipsqueak, stay away. I'm with you.
I think that's where, even at 8, we talked about it. And you could vote on the poll on Twitter, at Scalzo and Russ. If you had to put your money somewhere, would you take the Bucks minus 6.5 or the Heat plus 6.5? Right now, that has jumped up to 8, soon to be probably 8.5. And right now, 69% of you are taking the nice Bucks versus 31% at the Heat. And I think even without Giannis, like, they have to take more advantage of their size, of the length that they have, and they have to play a little bit of bully ball with this team in the Miami Heat that I don't think can hang in that regard.
I actually want old school Brook Lopez. I want tons of touches in the post from Brook. Like, I think he had Max Strus on him, and too many times I was watching Brook outside and looking for his 37% three-point shot, which I believe in, but not in this scenario. I want bully ball with you, right? Bobby Portis, it was great to see him finish around the rim. He needs to make some shots. He was 0 for 5 in the first game. I'd rather him be 0 for 5 in that game and hit shots when it matters most when it comes to game two. Big game from Jrue Holiday. You didn't tell me, though, with the minus 8, if you approve the Scalzo and Brust official bet.
I did. I think I literally just said it.
He did.
Okay, well, you know I'm a poor listener.
I do. I do absolutely know that you are indeed a poor listener. Milwaukee Brewers, by the way, do have a game going on right now. Tight turnaround. They ended up winning in extras last night, a 6-5 win, so they've taken 2 of 3 at Seattle against the Mariners as they continue this West Coast swing. 11 innings, 6-5 win. Willy Adames there with the go-ahead run for the Brewers. And right now, they're currently leading in the bottom of the ninth, 5-3, but the bases are loaded. It was 5-2. Seattle added a run, one out, bases loaded, pitching change for the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll keep you tuned in to that, as well as any updates concerning Giannis Antetokounmpo and his position tonight with the Bucks in game two. Speaking of the Brewers, though, we do have our guy Hilsey, who is our West Coast correspondent, says, I know we're a Wade Miley show. We're not necessarily a Brewers show, but I just want to say it's been awesome to see in person the crew 2 out of 3 games here in Seattle with a sweep looking likely. He's going to be celebrating with some Cedar Ridge whiskey after every game. We love that. We love that, Hilsey. We should have taken the West Coast swing out there. I love Seattle.
I've never been to Seattle. Would love to go to Seattle. Except if it's just cloudy all the time, why would I want to go to Seattle? Isn't it known for raining in Seattle?
It is known for raining in Seattle.
Yeah, we got that here. I don't know if I need to do that, actually.
Yeah, but that's like somebody who's never been to Wisconsin. Like, well, it's known for snowing, but like it doesn't rain all the time in Seattle, just like it doesn't snow all the time in Wisconsin.
Touche.
Is that fair?
That's probably fair.
Okay. 800-990-3776. Let's go to the official, unofficial shipping and handling guy of the Scalzo and Russ family. We've got Levi in Plover, I believe. Maybe Port Washington now. Who knows? Levi, where are you at and what do you got?
I'm still in Plover, Scalz. How are you guys doing?
All right. Great, how
fantastic.
Are you?
I love that voice you got going on right now with that it's like a radio voice.
Oh, wait, you're talking to me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Scout. He has a pretty good radio voice, though. But anyway, by the way, Ben, your hair looks stylish. Did you get a haircut? I'm watching you guys on YouTube right now.
Levi, I did get a haircut. Josh DiMaggio's girlfriend did a phenomenal job, and I've gotten a lot of compliments for that. I'm feeling good.
How much
because,
are we paying
you know,
for those haircuts
you know,
it's now,
funny.
By the way? How much are we paying for the haircuts?
Hang on, Greg, before I get to you. Remember last time before I went to Josh's girlfriend, how bad – we were streaming at the time and how bad the family made fun of me? Josh, like, just clip this and send this to your girlfriend to show how great of a job she's done.
You're paying at least $40 for a haircut now, right?
Yes.
You are.
Oh, yeah, she's taking care of me.
Okay.
So right. I take care of her.
So what are you paying?
40,
50, 40?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good deal. Levi, what else do you have other than Ben's hair? Is it just are you just a Benny believer trying to make him feel good?
I wasn't going to answer about that, but speaking of hair, I'll be quick. Guys, like a month ago, I passed that written test for the driving, I am not cutting my hair until I pass the road test, whenever that is. So I might look like you, Scouts, but probably not. But just a joke all aside. But
I love it, Levi. I hope you do.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I want to say about the Bucks game tonight, I think that they're going to win, but Miami always freaks me out because I don't know why, because they kind of got the Bucks number for the last couple years, even though it's been like, you know, like, it should have been 4 years in a row with these guys in the playoffs, but I think they'll win this series.
Thank you, Levi.
Giannis.
Thanks for the call. Let me save Levi from being scared. Do not fret. This is a Miami Heat team that during the Bucks championship run, when fully healthy, swept the Miami Heat. And so I ain't worried. Like, the bubble Heat, not the same Heat they were talking about this year. No reason to fret.
No reason to fret, indeed, as we are all over this Bucks game, -8. And do I need to give you another piece of approval, or are we good now?
No, it's in.
All right, we're good now. I do want to give a shout-out to American Family Insurance, AmFam.com. That's AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. That's who I've worked with since I had renter's insurance in college on an apartment. Then I bought a car. I worked with AmFam for my auto insurance, developed a relationship with my local agent, Katie. And then when it was time to buy a house, it was fantastic. It was amazing because I had a local agent. I had somebody to call and be like, all right, so what do I have to do here? You know, here's what we're looking at. She helped me really identify the best policy for us, and AmFam invests in a digital home quoting tool so you can make choosing insurance simple for you. It's easy, convenient, one-stop shop for comparing good, better, best coverage options so you can build your own policy to protect you from the unexpected and protect the things that you care the most about. You'll get policy designed specifically for you. So if you're a first-time homeowner, as I was, you're going to get a policy designed specifically for you. They've got discounts specifically for first-time homebuyers, like renovated home discount or a new home discount. They want to make sure that your homeowner's policy works harder for you by rewarding you with savings. That's what you get with AmFam. But the best part about it is when you have to submit a claim, you have somebody at your back. You have a team that can help guide you through every step of the process. That's what you get by working with a local agent with American Family Insurance. Remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. Mark Tauscher, the Packer Hall of Famer, Old T, joins us next. It's Galzo and Ross, presented by Bud Light. We're live at Drink Wisconsibly, the corner bar at the Deer District, right outside of Fiserv Forum.
You're listening to Bud Light, Galzo and Ross.
Clearly, you can have incredible talents and just be totally screwed up.
Were you referencing me?
No.
Okay. I just
not at all. You're not screwed
that.
Up at all. You're one of the best salespeople I've ever dealt with. I mean, on the air, you're weird, but...
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined.
Live from Drink Wisconsin in the corner bar of the Deer District. It is Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. This music means we are joined by our friend and teammate, the man. You hear every day from 9 to noon across these very stations, Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, better known as Old T. It is Mark Tauscher. What's up, Tauschy?
How are the boys doing today? Getting ready for Big Bucks W down there in Milwaukee, eh?
Big Bucks dub tonight. I feel it coming, feeling in my bones, Tauschy. Not sure how you're feeling on the game, but you know what? How are you feeling? Would you take the Bucks -8 tonight?
No, I think 8's a lot. I think this is one, and, you know, I saw that Giannis went from he's not playing to doubtful to questionable, so I think you can assume he's going to be out there at some point. And I wonder, this needs to be the others, as I think Shaq always says on TNT, that the rest of this team, and if you can't beat the Miami Heat at home without your superstar as a one seed versus an 8, I think you have to really question where you're at. So, yeah, I like tonight. I think this is one where Miami comes in not as hungry, and I think the Bucks are going to be starving. I think the Bucks find a way, but eight's a lot of points if Giannis isn't fully ready to go.
Tausche, we were joined by new Badgers football coach Luke Fickell earlier today on Wildy and Tausche. You guys had...
Benny Boy, you're supposed to be like NBA and basketball connoisseur. Do you agree with my line of thinking, or where are you at?
I think the Heat are really bad, and I think the Bucks get it done by double digits tonight.
Okay.
But I agree with your logic of, like, if Giannis isn't playing and you have the deepest team in the entire league and you got the best record of the regular season despite him not playing 20 games, like, you should be able to take care of the 8-seed Heat. I don't care about their culture or how
good
their
culture is. Totally agree. Yeah, no, don't worry about that. All right.
That being said, you had Phil Longo, the new offensive coordinator for the Badger football team, on Wildy and Tausche today. Catch that at Wisconsin On Demand. What did you learn most from him?
That he looks at his quarterbacks and from a character standpoint, if he wouldn't want them to babysit or date his daughters, he doesn't think they're the right people. I thought that was really an interesting anecdote. Yeah, it was. And also, I think the idea that it's going to be a spread them around and, you know, a totally different vibe. I think we all are assuming that's because what he's done in the past. But the first thing that he mentioned when he jumped on with us was, you know, you as a coach need to find what you're good at, where your personnel will lead you, and don't go away from that. So it's going to be interesting how he meshes those two things together, because I think when all of this came out, everybody's kind of excited. Badger fans are nervous because you have a run-and-gun Mike Leach type of coach, and that's who Phil Longo really respects and takes a lot of his philosophies from, coming into a place where it has been ground and pound and, you know, physically I'm going to bully ball you like Bruss does to Wooly. I'm going to bully you for an extended period of time. That's what we've all assumed has been what Wisconsin has been good at. How that meshes, I know all of us are excited to see what that looks like for the first time Saturday at the big launch event over at Camp Randall.
Tausche, real quick, do you have Wooly in round one or round two against Bruss from a knockout?
No, I think Bruss wins. Wooly is...
Seriously?
I do. Yeah, Ben is a former Division I athlete. He's still playing and beating up on all these poor kids in these pickup games that think it's just like some random cat coming off.
Well, then let's transition, because Ben Brust we've been talking about this pickleball league that's starting up at the office. You're a big pickleball guy. You're the original pickleball guy at
OP.
ESPN Wisconsin.
The OG, OP. For real.
The OG.
The OG,
and,
OP,
some would say. That's right.
The OG OP Old T.
So apparently this is supposed to be a competitive pickleball league, and they're having 16 players. And the idea was they're going to rank them like 1 through 16 and try to even up the team. So the top player plays with the 16th ranked and the whole deal. And Brust is throwing a wrench into everything, because as the number 2 ranked player in the league, he's demanding to play with the number 1 ranked player, to the point where I've seen him getting multiple arguments in the middle of the office. He gets very emotional. He's demanding to play with Vetrano, who's the number 1 ranked player, because he wants to guarantee to win the league. Do you look at that admirably as, wow, he's such a competitor, he wants to win? Or do you look at that like he's the Kevin Durant of pickleball, and even if he won as the number 2 guy, it wouldn't mean as much if he built his own thing?
Yeah, no, this is the LeBronification of sports. Ben is just following in LeBron's. I thought as a former Bulls fan that he would be more Jordan, where he would say, I'm going to go take this title from Vinny, but instead he wants to join up. Hey, Dwayne, hey, Chris, why don't we all go down to Miami? Because I can't beat the Celtics, or I can't beat these guys. I don't want to have the tough path. I want the path of least resistance to get the honors that I have. And, you know, to LeBron's credit, he's built and been a fantastic NBA general manager throughout his career. Brust is trying to do that. I always prefer, and I'm old school, man. I'm, you know, in my 40s. I'm a man. And I always love it when people are willing to take on those challenges head on and not back away from them like some of the newer generation has in the NBA. I get it. I understand it, but it doesn't mean I like it. I don't like what Ben's doing there one bit. take on Vetrano and beat him. This shouldn't be that hard. You're a great athlete.
You know the best part about this is I don't care what you think. When I win that trophy and I have that trophy, and when LeBron has those in the rafters and KD has it in the rafters, I don't know if there is a trophy. I was using it as a hypothetical here. That, you know what? I don't care because guess what? People are going to remember LeBron for the amount of finals that he went to and the amount of finals that he won.
LeBron is going to be remembered.
But in 20 years, it may be even worse than it is now. It might be like five superstars on a team.
LeBron will be remembered for going back to Cleveland and winning that championship. That is always going to be his crown jewel. All of the other stuff, he'll say he has five or six, whatever he ends up getting from a championship standpoint. But even he would tell you the one that he went back to would be the one that that means the most to him because it was the hardest to beat the Warriors down 3-1. You always get more satisfaction out of the stuff when it makes it more difficult and you have to overcome adversity. You know that, Ben, and I know you're not going to team up, so you and Vince beat up on Big Cat and somebody else from the office that can't move. What good is that going to do? You're going to feel great at night going home and sipping on your cider when you two demolish two people that aren't going to be as good as you on the other side? No, you're not. I don't think so.
That's what you think.
Talking with old T, Mark Tosher here on Scalzo and Rust. We are live at Drink Wisconsinly. We're presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Come on down if you're heading to the Fiserv Forum. If you're just looking for a great place to watch the game, have some fun, pop on down, say hello to us, play some pull tab games here at Drink Wisconsinly. I don't know if this is breaking news, if it's news that I'm breaking or just news that I'm reporting right now. But Aaron Rodgers and Aubrey Marcus participated in an ayahuasca ceremony this past week. So he's been down in Costa Rica. And actually, him and Aubrey Marcus together opened up a ayahuasca retreat business in Costa Rica. Are you aware of this, Tausche?
I did not know that. That's good investigative journalism by you.
The Soltara Healing Center, and they had just gotten done doing an ayahuasca event this
ceremony.
Past week. A men's circle, excuse me. It's the men's circle in the medicine of the ayahuasca mother from the hand of Shaman Ship Ibo from Peru in the Solterra Center in Costa Rica. You got a personal A-Rod invite, Tausche, to come on down, be a part of a men's circle, and participate in an ayahuasca ceremony, like a personal invite from your guy. Do you take it?
Does he allow us to do an hour on the radio for Wildy and Tausche?
Yes.
Yeah, then I'm there. I'll be there. Otherwise, no. I'm not flying down there for our team not to also reap in some of that. No, I'm not going to fly down there just to do an ayahuasca retreat. Now, if I'm vacationing in Costa Rica anyways, doing some, you know, really strong, well-put-together zip lines, yeah, then maybe I would go over and hang out. But no, otherwise, I'm not flying down there strictly to go do a retreat with A-Rod. No.
Would you say go over and hang out? Like you don't just get the interview for showing up to like hang out.
No,
like,
I would.
Like,
yeah, otherwise I'm not going.
Old QB, you gotta do the ayahuasca.
No, I mean I'll go down there and if I get the interview with him, I'll go down there and hang. But no, I'm not gonna. You know that's
when
like
you say hang. Do you know
Hey, he's answering the question. It's okay. He can say no. He doesn't want to do the ayahuasca.
Yeah,
I agree with Ben. Like then your answer's no. Like you wouldn't accept the invitation. You would say, "Hey, Aaron, I'm not going to accept the invitation, but I'd love to interview you."
No, I would accept the invitation with a caveat. That's still accepting.
But that's
the invitation.
Not actually accepting the invitation.
No, it is.
I disagree. If you invite me over to dinner and I say, hey, I'll come over, but I'm not eating dinner, I'm not actually accepting your dinner.
No, but
invitation.
I need to have something gluten-free. I'd say, yeah, I'll make sure I got you something gluten-free. Yeah.
Are you asking for gluten-free ayahuasca or a specific strain
of
ayahuasca? I don't know how it works exactly.
Interviewing A-Rod would be my gluten-free sandwich that I'd be wanting. So it's the same exact thing. There's a caveat.
Not
a caveat
the same exact thing.
But it is. You just don't like it. But it is.
I'm just saying, in general, like, you're making it out to be like, if I took your dinner, if you invited me to have dinner at your house and I said, no, I don't, I'll come to your house, I'm not going to do dinner, but I will interview you, that's different than asking for a gluten-free option at dinner.
You will have an interview over dinner. What do I care? Yeah, we'll have it over a meal. put on a headset and have a good old time. Absolutely.
Do you want to see the Packers make a move for Trey Lance, potentially bring a little competition? Like, if you could get Trey Lance for a fifth-round pick if you're the Packers, do you do it?
No. I said this morning, I guess if you're going to say fifth-round pick, my thing this morning, and I don't know if you guys agree with this, I don't want a quarterback drafted unless it's on Saturday to come in here this year. This needs to be the year of Jordan Love. You need to give him every opportunity and every player to help him be successful or to fail. Because if you have a season where it goes real poorly and you find out Jordan Love's not the guy, you want to position yourself that you can get one of those big dogs next year. So I'm not interested in grabbing Will Levis or somebody at 15 or in the second round where you have to at least think that they could be the next guy. I want this to be all about Jordan. I want to see what he's got. And if it works, great. You keep building. And if it's not, then you have you've positioned yourself to make a big move next year.
Tausche, do they go wide receiver tight end in the first round? I say no.
I have a mock draft on ESPN tomorrow, and I'm going with Dalton Kincaid, as Mel Kiper told us.
What?
I have done a little research. I like the idea of, A, I think Rudy wants to have a little bit of angst with drafting a skill player for the first time since '02 and making it kind of salt in the wound to Aaron Rodgers. And I think that this kid, by all accounts, he's got big-time potential to being a tight end that can stretch the field, something Green Bay hasn't really had since J-Mike back in the day.
Who would have thought that Brust is advocating for an offensive lineman and build the trenches, and Tausch is advocating for a soft tight end who can't block, but he can stretch the field? It's surprising.
I want a field-tilting tight end. Absolutely.
That's what happens when you talk to Phil Longo earlier this morning. Yeah. You're all air right now.
It's airing it out, baby. Got? Yes. Yes.
Who are you, man? We're losing D-Bock. We need a new tackle.
You don't know which linemen are going to be there. The last thing you do is stretch for one. John Michaels was a reach at in the first round back in the day. You start reaching round picks. Yeah, you start reaching for offensive tackles, you end up in a position where you don't have the guy you want. And have you guys looked at the track record of, Brian Bulaga was a first-round pick? There's a lot of really good offensive linemen that have been third, fourth, fifth, and seventh-round picks that have come through Green Bay. I'm all right with it. You know that position needs an upgrade. That's what they need to do.
Tausche, what do you got for us?
So if you could be reincarnated as any inanimate object, what do you guys think?
Inanimate object.
Yep.
Huh. What is seen a lot, has a lot of attention. I don't know why. I'm just going to say the first thing that came to my head, it's not my answer, but it's the Statue of Liberty.
Actually, a good answer.
That's not
what's your where is this? I don't even know
how
to like.
Yeah, like how do we process? Give us some context here.
You talking about from my end?
Yeah, like where does this come from?
Oh no, because we're doing 5:30, I'm driving Max over. Max gives me a question before I drop him off. This was his question.
I like it.
So why he decided to go that route? I don't know, but he did, and I thought it was a pretty interesting question.
Wow.
What's the most valuable inanimate object in the world?
I mean, I don't know if it even matters with that. I would probably go the Resolute Desk.
I knew you were going to go there after I kind of went with the National Treasure feel.
Well, I wasn't even going National Treasure, but I'm like, I like the idea of being in a place where you'll be able to experience a lot. In the Resolute Desk, which is the desk in the Oval Office of the president, I feel like you'd be at least able to listen in on some interesting conversations.
Can you listen as the inanimate object?
I want to be Aaron Rodgers' crystal, actually. I'll take it all back. I want to be the crystal at his house. See what happens.
I want to be the tattoo.
Wow.
Thank you, Max. Thank you, Tausche.
You got it, guys.
Mark Tauscher. Will the and Tausch, weekdays 9 to noon. They had Phil Longo on. You can check out their podcast.
Classic Tausch, just putting
Paul
his work Christ off into maxi.
We had Paul Christ on. We had Luke Fickell on. You can catch that on our podcast, wherever you get your podcast. We'll come back. Preview Bucks game 2. Brewers win, sweep Seattle in Seattle. They're so good. It's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. We'll be.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
The people that drive me nuts are the landmark people, and they go north.
Well, don't tell me east, north. I don't know what direction
I
that
don't know
is.
What I'm going, what direction I'm going. The street says
look
east.
Look at the sun.
Head north on North Avenue. There's a south. You could be going south on North Avenue. That doesn't make sense to me.
How does that? It's the name of a street. So it's a two-way street. You think both ways are north?
No, I know both ways aren't north. That's why it drives me nuts.
I mean,
there shouldn't be a south North Avenue.
If is that an east? I will.
Even more confusing. I hope it's not.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A huge thanks to everybody here at Drink Wisconsinly for hosting us. Get on down here before the Bucks game. We're almost 2 hours to tip. This is the spot to be leading up to game time, so make sure that you are here. Big thanks to Coach Luke Fickell for joining us as well. If you missed it, catch the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And, of course, big thanks to Old T. Shout out Mac from Neshota for helping us break the Aaron Rodgers story with him and Aubrey Marcus doing an ayahuasca ceremony this past week.
Investigatory journalism.
Say that one more time. Bucks bot. 972 chimes in, says Bucks going off tonight and tying up this series over Miami.
Let's do it. Double digits for the cover.
Coming up next to Milwaukee, you've got Joe and Amber. In Madison and Beaver Dam, it's Joe and Amber into Bucks Heat kicking off at 7:30.
Investigate.